Track 7. Fareham's Hidden Historic Gem. If you were asked to name a historic building in the borough, which one would spring to mind? It may be unlikely that you would suggest Chives House. However, this house has stood in the heart of Fareham for nearly 720 years. A medieval past. Located at 1516 High Street, this Grade 2 three-bedroom terrace has witnessed generations of passers-by, many of whom being unaware of its connection to the past. It is one of the most complete 13th century houses in the country, yet the reason it is so well preserved is also what kept its medieval past hidden for many years. The house was modernised in 1815, when a Georgian facade was added. During this time, it was used as a residence for retired naval officers. As well as a new front, a new roof was built. However, rather than remove the old roof, it was simply built over the top of, thereby preserving the original 13th century structure, but also hiding it. Chives House's medieval heritage wasn't officially confirmed until 1997, when a king post in the old roof was found and tests confirmed its age. A family home. Today, Chives House is owned by Henry and Sheila Polk, who have made it their home for more than 40 years. The couple moved there in 1970 with their then three young children. Originally, they ran a restaurant there, and as Mr. Polk explained, it wasn't the character that initially attracted him to the place. My main interest was purely making a living and having a place to live. My interest in it has developed over the years. And it certainly does have a lot to be interested in. As you enter the house from the High Street, a narrow passageway leads you to a wine cellar on the right and reception rooms on either side. The first reception room was a storeroom in medieval times when Chives was a merchant's house. It is now a cosy lounge with links to the past, gleaming copper, rich varnished wood, and beamed ceilings that slope unexpectedly. I mention the feel of Chives House, and Mr. Polk replies, "People do say it has an atmosphere, but when you've had 700 years of occupancy, that's about 28 generations who've lived here, it does add to the place." The second downstairs reception room is brighter with a large tiled fireplace and wide windows, complete with original Georgian shutters. Following the passageway to the back of the house, a utility area leads out to an unexpectedly large garden. A well-kept lawn stretches 90 feet. The walled sides are decorated with hanging wisteria, while rare tulip and Indian bean trees give it an exotic feel. There is also a pool and pool house. Hiding place. Heading inside again and up the creaky stairs, a large landing opens out. The first floor kitchen contains a clue to one of Chives House's secrets. Behind the kitchen wall, there is a concealed hiding place known as a priest's hole. In the Cromwell era, it was somewhere Catholic priests could hide if they feared persecution. The dining room is also on the first floor, as was a Georgian custom, so diners in their finery could avoid the glare of passers-by from local bars. The room, still used for family dinners, boasts an oak table which is over 500 years old. Another feature of the room is the wig cupboard, where ladies and gentlemen would shake their wigs to avoid powder from them filling the room. Character. As much as I can tell that Mr. Polk loves the character and quirks of Chives, He admits there are challenges that come with living in such an old property. Not long ago, the lead roof leaked, causing substantial damage. The property's listing also means that permission has to be sought to make alterations. Then, of course, there's the housework. With 14 rooms, plenty of copper, brass and furniture to polish, if you want to keep the place going, there's an awful lot of work, he says. But looking at the glint in his eye, I can tell he thinks that all that effort is worth it.